Nepal, on the other hand, is no stranger to snow because, you know, the Himalayas, among other things. So that's not why young men are fleeing Nepal. Since the early 2000s, they've been going to find work in the Persian Gulf. Nearly 500,000 Nepalis left home last year alone to work overseas. Many of them often leave behind young wives, and that is changing their lives, too. Laura Spiro sent us a story about one young woman in Kaskakot, Nepal.
Bishnu Parand is 21. As we talk in the garden near her house, her 1.5-year-old daughter is playing nearby. 3 years ago, Bishnu was in 11th grade when she texted a wrong number, and a boy answered. His name was Dirgaraj, and they started corresponding. She says she got more interested in love than school. One day, he asked to call her his girlfriend. She told him she had to think about it. But then she thought, once in your life, you have to fall for someone. So whatever it's about, I should do it. Who knows? Just like that, she was in love. Bishnu's father had died when she was 11, and her mother was abroad by the time she was 16. So when her aunt began arranging her marriage, she called the boy. And he just said, come. Every astrologer she'd ever visited had advised her, don't marry until you're 30. But she took a bus to meet him, and a few days later, they were married. After about a year, though, Dirgaraj became restless to earn a better income. And, like hundreds of thousands of other young Nepali men, he made a decision. One day while I was out of the house, he began making arrangements to go work overseas. It's only 2 years, he said. In 2 years, no matter where we go, we'll be together. Dirgaraj left to work as a security guard in Qatar just 1 month before his daughter Ayusha was born. 7 months later, Bishnu was on a bus when she overheard something. A young man from their village had died in Qatar. It was a heart attack. He had a baby girl. It was Dirgaraj. And just like that, at the age of 20, Bishnu became a widow.
There's so many challenges that widows have to face after their husband's death.
Lily Thapa is the founder of Women for Human Rights, an organization that's been advocating on behalf of single women in Nepal for 20 years. She says that traditionally, widows don't remarry or move out of their marital homes. Until recently, the law required that women get permission from male family members to obtain passports or inheritances or land.
Once the husband died, then she's nowhere.
10 years ago, Lily helped found the Red Color Movement, which aims to shift the tradition that widows don't wear red. To put this custom in context, it isn't easy to find traditional female clothing that isn't red. Women marry in red, celebrate in red, apply bright red cinder powder to their foreheads daily. To abstain from the color red, Lily tells me, is to abstain from beauty and celebration. Today is the 1 year anniversary of Dirgaraj's death. The house is filled with visitors and ritual offerings, but the detail that captures my attention is Bishnu's red sandals.
Okay, so we're gonna look at some photos. Wow, he's beautiful.
Yeah. Bishnu is negotiating the boundary between customary ritual and modern womanhood. And there are many mourning traditions that she's chosen to observe. She doesn't wear bangles on her wrists or put bright red cinder powder in her hair. She's stayed here with her in-laws for a year to honor the loss of her beloved. But with today's anniversary behind her, she's preparing to leave. Nobody's going to say, hey, you need some money, she points out. Bishnu is really clear about one thing. Looking after herself doesn't mean abandoning her in-laws. But it doesn't help any of them for her to languish here, doing nothing with her life. And these days, people understand that. If my in-laws had said, you have to stay here, take care of us, there's nothing I could have done about it. But they tell me, do whatever makes you happy. Just bring Ayusha to see us. Still, even as Bishnu builds an independent future, she'll draw on her cultural heritage to grieve her loss, publicly. I can't imagine leaving and going with another. If I search the whole globe, I'll never find another man like this one. Everything about him was good. Sometimes he acted like a playful child. Sometimes he was a friend. Sometimes he was like those little old people who walk with a stick. He never created any suffering. But now, it's always pain. Today is the beginning of a new life for me. When I contacted Bishnu 8 months later, she was resettled in the village where she was born. She's planning for her future, just like she was 4 years ago, that day she texted a wrong number. But now she's not wearing bangles, and maybe she never will. For the world, I'm Laura Spiro in Kaski Coat, Nepal.